Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message. Hi there. Hope you're having a great day. Now, today is going to be a little bit deep, guys, so I want you to be prepared. I just got finished reading a book called Spiritual Authority by Watchman Nee, and he pointed out many, many areas in this book where I had to reevaluate my own life and how I walk in spiritual authority. Now, some of you might be new to my podcast today, and you may not know, but I am a Christian, and I do believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and this is where this podcast today is going to be coming from. But I want to go over today the three requirements for a delegated authority, because there are many individuals out there acting as leaders, acting as authorities, but do not know the requirements that actually come with upholding this type of power and this type of authority in the earth. Now, when you come across leaders and that sort of thing, you're looking for mentors, you're wondering, who do I listen to? Who do I follow? There are certain things you can watch for before making a decision. Some people think, well, if they're throwing up checks and that kind of thing, then obviously they know what they're doing. Let me follow them. But keep in mind, perception is one thing when you're looking on the internet or looking to follow somebody. Knowing them and watching their actions is really where the success comes from and where you'll find that you're really connecting with the right person that you're meant to follow, that you're meant to be connected with, that's going to actually reap growth into your life. Now, the first requirement for a delegated authority is that he or she must know that all authority comes from God. All authority comes from God first. And one example I can use for this is that the president of the United States or Congress and that kind of thing. Some people come from the approach that, well, I didn't vote for them and I'm not going to respect them and that kind of thing. I'm not going to listen to them. But if you understand the fact that everything was already written out, God chose that person to be an authority in the presidential seat in that place at that time. Whether you like them or not doesn't change the fact that they are in authority. Therefore, God placed them there. Even in business, if you have a leader that is a leader on the team that you're on, and you find that you just don't believe that their character is strong enough to hold them where they're at, right? Well, that's not really for you to determine. God placed them there. And once you understand that God places people where they are and that all authority comes from God, it's much easier to move past whatever may not look right. You know what I mean? Because ultimately, God will deal with his authority that he has placed there. The second thing is that he or she must deny himself. In order to be a true leader, a true delegated authority, you must be willing to at times deny yourself. Really not at times, all the time. And it's very interesting how many times I found in a position of leadership where I've had to do the thing I really didn't feel like doing, I didn't want to do. I had to apologize in places where I didn't feel like I should have to apologize, but I did it anyways because of the authority that has been given me. There are times when I had to, some would call it be the bigger person and simply, you know, throw my ego out the door and simply show some humility. Point blank. Why? Because I'm a delegated authority and I respect the fact that I would rather die to myself now than have to deal with the consequences later. Right. And so that one right there tends to be a little bit hard at times, you know, even in the scripture, it's really clear when Jesus is like, you know, make sure you're willing to die to yourself daily in order to follow me, in order to be and have that power come out of you and individuals flock to you. You have to be willing to release things often. And one thing Watchman Nee says is he says, God can never use a person so full of opinions, ideas, and thoughts as the one to represent his authority. So if you're a person that's not willing to release your own opinions, ideas, or even your thoughts in order to stay in that place of authority, you might find yourself losing the authority that has been given you, at least for a time period, because God will always rise you back up once he finds that he can use you in that place. Right. So when it comes to denying himself, I keep going over this one because of the fact that this was an area for me where I really had to grow. And most individuals will find this to be the case. We sometimes are so caught up in our own stuff and in our own beliefs and what we know to be right. You know, we always say that your best thinking got you right here. And if you look around and you're not where you want to be, maybe your best thinking isn't quite the best. You know what I mean? Yet it comes a time when you really just realize, you know what? I just simply don't know what as much as I think I know. And it's time for me to accept that and move forward. Now, the third requirement for a delegated authority is he or she must constantly keep in fellowship with the Lord. He or she must constantly keep in fellowship with the Lord. When was the last time you truly communed with the Lord? I'm not saying in the midst of you doing your work, you're praying, or in the midst of you driving here or there, you're praying. But when you really had everything shut down, it's just you in your prayer closet and you are communicating with God. And you're doing this daily. Now, in this area, I find myself doing it a lot, because as a stay-at-home single mom that is a business owner, we walk a walk of faith every single day. And in order to walk this walk of faith, I must stay in his presence. I must stay in God's presence. It's not even really a question of whether I can or can't. No, I must. I must, because that's the only way, honestly, I stay sane, to be honest. And when you're in fellowship with the Lord, he gives you direction. He gives you the correct opinion. He gives you why you might have to say sorry to a person that did you wrong, point blank. They were wrong. It's not that you were not right. It's a matter of showing them the God in you. It's a matter of showing that, yes, I'm a delegated authority, whether you know it or not, I know it. And I'm going to submit to God and do what is right, which right now is humble myself and simply apologize in order to bring the peace, even though I know I was not in the wrong. And that's a hard thing at times. It's a time when I'm going to say that my opinion might not be the best opinion, even though everything in me and my experiences are showing me that I know my opinion is the best opinion, right? Yet I'm going to say, and I'm going to believe it too, that, you know what? It's still a possibility that maybe my opinion is not the best. And God is telling me, because I'm in communion with him daily, he's telling me, no, it's not the best. It's a good one, but it's not the best one. Therefore, you do need to be ready to release that. You must be ready to do that. And when you're in fellowship with the Lord every day, it helps you to know better and it helps to build that character. You know, it says, whenever we wander astray from God, the character of our authority changes. So whenever you wander astray from God, the character of your authority changes, right? And you want to show a consistent authority, a consistent way of how you are, your integrity, your character, your being, that person you are when nobody's looking. Right? You want that to represent who you are at all times. And you will find that in business, especially on the internet, that your success will begin to grow leaps and bounds when you start to follow these three criteria, simply these three requirements. If you implement them into your life and into how you lead and how you follow, even, you will find that things will begin to change in how you're producing. Things will begin to change in the relationships you're building. Things will begin to change in the relationships you already have. Now, I know it's a little deep, but I'm going to stay in this book a little bit over this week because it's great information. It's truly opened my eyes. I honestly have had this book for about 3.5-4 years, and I've just read it because 4 years ago, I simply wasn't ready for it. I tried to read it and was like, nope, I can't do it. I wasn't ready to truly die to myself and submit to where God was taking me. And now I am, and I just want to simply share that information with you guys, the things that I've learned, in hopes that they will help you move forward in some areas in your life as well. Make it a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.